Hi, I'm Ben Trefney, news director at KALW. We're holding a very short drive to raise money to support our work during the coronavirus crisis. Please help us to serve you by donating at KALW.org. Thank you.
KALW.
This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Between 10 and 30% of California's essential workers are undocumented immigrants. They harvest food and work in hospitals and factories. And because of their immigration status, they don't qualify for some of the social benefits that are helping a lot of people during this pandemic. This week, California is trying to make up for that with a first-of-its-kind relief fund, though the program is already hitting a few snags. KALW's immigration reporter, Teresa Katsourilis, is here to break this down for us. Hi, Teresa.
Hey, Hannah.
So, Teresa, what is this program and how does it work?
Right. So it's called the Disaster Relief Assistance for Immigrants Program, and it's this one-time cash assistance program for California's undocumented residents. Basically, undocumented people apply for help, and the fund offers one-time $500 checks per person or $1,000 checks per household. Newsom announced this new program in April. The state's put aside $75 million for this fund, and private donors have pledged an additional $50 million to it. The state started distributing that money this week.
Okay, and California is the first state in the country to launch this kind of program. Why did the state decide it was necessary?
So between 2 and 3 million undocumented people live here, and they make up 10% of the state's workforce. And the undocumented workers who are most vulnerable right now fall into two groups, in my experience. The first are essential workers. As you mentioned, undocumented workers are overrepresented in healthcare, farm work, and manufacturing. These workers are still going to work, and they're at risk right now. A recent study in the Mission District suggests that workers who can't work from home are much more likely to get COVID-19. The second group are undocumented workers who've lost their jobs. Immigrant workers are also overrepresented in jobs that have just disappeared recently. They work in hotels or restaurants. They do domestic work.
And so if they lose their jobs, undocumented workers don't qualify for certain social benefits, right?
Exactly. They are not eligible for federal stimulus checks or unemployment benefits because of their status. As a result, you know, we're a little over 2 months into California's stay-at-home order, and many undocumented workers are very worried about paying their rent, buying food, just covering other basic expenses. Meanwhile, immigrant workers who've kept their jobs are often working in low-wage industries without access to sick leave, or paid sick leave, at least, which is a huge issue for workers who might get sick or exposed to COVID-19.
Right. And Teresa, undocumented workers pay into the system even though they don't get these benefits.
Exactly. Undocumented residents paid over $2 billion in local and California state taxes just last year.
Okay. And has California's decision to launch this relief fund been controversial at all?
It has, at least a little bit. Conservative groups sued the state over this, arguing the fund was unconstitutional, but their cases were dismissed. State officials and immigration advocates, meanwhile, say that this program actually might not be nearly enough relief money for undocumented residents. You know, if you do the math, this means only about 250,000 residents will get any benefits from this program. And those benefits are one-time $500 to $1,000 checks. The state is also distributing this money on a first-come, first-served basis. And everyone kind of knows that a lot of undocumented people will be left out.
Yeah. So how has the program been going this week?
Well, it was off to a bit of a rocky start when it started this past Monday.
Why? What happened?
Just to give you some background, the state is partnering with 12 nonprofit groups that have a lot of experience working with immigrant communities. And those organizations are actually the ones in charge of distributing this relief money. Those nonprofits' phone lines went live this past Monday at 9 a.m. They started accepting the aid applications. Within minutes, people reported they couldn't get through by phone. By 10 a.m., many of these phone lines had crashed. And according to one of these nonprofits administering this aid money, they received 630,000 1,000 calls in 90 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. When some folks couldn't get through, some people actually drove to these nonprofits to try to kind of desperately apply for aid in person. But you can actually only apply for this aid by phone because of social distancing measures. So that didn't work out.
Oh, well, I mean, that sounds a lot like what's happened with other social benefit programs during this crisis, right?
Unfortunately, yeah. You know, Californians applying for unemployment benefits, for instance, have also experienced lots of glitches and debilitatingly high call volumes. I should say that despite all of this mayhem, at least one of these nonprofits reported that they processed over 1,000 aid applications on Monday. So it's working in some fashion, at least a little bit.
So if you're undocumented and you want to apply for some of this relief money, what should you do?
So you can apply by calling the nonprofit that's handling aid distribution in your region, though you should expect some delays by phone. Basically, each nonprofit is in charge of distributing the money in a different region of the state. You can find out which nonprofit is handling aid where you live at our website, kalw.org. We're going to post it there. You need to reach a live person on the phone when you call in order to apply. You can't just leave a message. They changed that recently. And you do need to apply for this money. Applicants need to prove they are undocumented, that they're over 18 years old and have been impacted by the pandemic, that they're not eligible for federal aid. The state says information about applicant status, by the way, will not be shared with government organizations. They're collecting some...
Right, because I can imagine that would be a huge deterrent.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, no, it's a huge concern. The state has said that they're collecting some general demographic info on the relief fund. The nonprofits the state's working with can help you with the application process and discuss any concerns you might have about it and sharing this information. Now, a little more information. California is accepting applications for this money through June 30th or until the money runs out. And one or two of these nonprofit organizations have said they expect the money to run out quickly. In the meantime, there is some other help available. Some Bay Area cities have launched their own funds and programs for undocumented residents. You can find a list of those programs also at our website, kalw.org.
Good information as always. Thank you, Teresa.
Thanks, Hannah.
Teresa Katsourilis is KALW's immigration reporter. You can find all those resources and more of Teresa's reporting at kalw.org.